Okay, now we're ready to go. All right, if you will, take your Bibles and turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. We're going to be looking at Joshua this morning, a chosen man of God. We want to see something about him this morning and why he was chosen, how he was chosen, and go through that. So the best thing to do this morning is to give you a little background on Joshua. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. And he had a name before Joshua. Does anybody recall that name? Hoshea, H-O-S-H-E-A. That was his name before it was changed to Joshua. Joshua means Jehovah saves, or the Lord is salvation. Joshua was born in Egyptian slavery. He was trained under Moses, and by God's choice rose to his key position of leading Israel into Canaan. And when Moses passed the baton of leadership on to Joshua before Moses died, Israel was at the end of their 40-year journey through the wilderness and wandering through the wilderness during that time. So Joshua becomes the leader, and he's around the age of 90. So he's been learning under Moses, sitting under Moses' feet, learning from Moses. So if you will, take your Bible to Joshua chapter 1, and let's read that chapter. All right. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am given to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, "Pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go and to possess the land which the Lord your God has given you to possess. And to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half the tribe of Manasseh, Joshua spoke, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God has given you rest and has given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan. But you shall pass before your brethren armed, all your mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord has given your brethren rest, or as he gave you. And they also have taken possession of the land which the Lord your God has given them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan toward the sunrise. So they answered Joshua, saying, all that you command us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you. Only the Lord your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your command and does not heed your words in all that you command him shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Now, the title of the lesson this morning, I gave it just to have a title, Be Prepared. Now, if you read the scripture, you might want to say, why not be strong and have courage or be courageous? I really don't think that's a message in itself, but there's another thing we need to meditate or think about in this scripture, and it will become apparent to you as we get through this. Okay, we got a change of command ceremony. Moses is out of the picture. Moses is dead. Joshua's taken over. How in the world can someone take over what Moses has started? Moses was a man of God. He was chosen by God from birth. He was chosen by God to lead his people out of Egypt. So how would you do that? It would be tough to take over, to step in somebody's shoes like that. I had the ability or the opportunity when I was in the military to watch several change of command ceremonies. It's a lot of pomp and circumstance. It's a lot of, if you military guys have been through that, it's a lot of to-do. You know, they scramble to make everything just right. They go through a long process of candidates, of looking at their resumes. You got a commander that's retiring, being sent, moving up, moving on, or some other aspect, and someone taking his place. So there's a change of command ceremony. And they spend months preparing for this. Many people come for this change of command ceremony. They come for this ceremony that lasts about 5 minutes, okay? And all it is, the commander of the commander, okay, he stands in the middle, holds a flag of the command that's being passed on. So the commander that's leaving, he takes the flag, gives it to the big commander, the higher ranking official, relinquishing his command, okay? And then that commander takes that flag and hands it to the new commander, taking responsibility for that command. So there's a lot of pomp and circumstance for 5 minutes of, you know, being in the limelight there. So Joshua, we don't see that in the scripture here. We don't see that there's a big change of command ceremony. But God uses this opportunity to get Joshua ready. I kind of lost my train of thought there for a minute, but we'll get there. We're going to break this passage down into three sections. The first is God's commission to Joshua. What about Joshua? Joshua first becomes into the scriptures. The first time we hear about Joshua is in Exodus chapter 17, verse 9, where Moses tell him to get the army ready. They're going to go against Amalek and his army to fight them. So Joshua, at an early age, probably around the age of 40 to 50, probably around 50, he is a leader of an army. He's beside Moses. Moses chooses him to be a leader of the army to go fight them. So Joshua makes himself available. He's staying beside Moses, learning from Moses, trying to understand what Moses is, how he is leading. So Joshua tries to mimic Moses by watching him, what he does. Now, as in the Bible, we see on many occasions where they cast lots to choose people to take positions. That's not the case here. For 30 days, they probably mourn the death of Moses. And then after that 30 days, you know, they go on to do what they need to do. But the 12 tribes of Israel, they didn't come together and say, okay, we need to choose a new leader. They didn't, the first Tuesday after Moses, the morning of Moses, they didn't have a vote, okay? They didn't have a, a time to go register and vote, and, you know, for someone that they wanted to take over. Because if you go back a few pages in your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 31, Joshua is chosen by God. And there was no ceremony, but there was an opportunity for Moses and Joshua to go into the tabernacle to be sanctioned, or in this case it says to be inaugurated by God. Verse 14 of chapter 31, it says in Deuteronomy, it says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, the days approach when you must die. Call Joshua and present yourselves in the tabernacle of meeting, that I may inaugurate him. So here we are. God is choosing Joshua. God is choosing Joshua to take Moses' place. So he's being sanctioned by God. And the people of Israel see that Joshua is being groomed, has been chosen to take Moses' place. So they go into the tabernacle, and it says here, then on verse 23, "Then he, God, inaugurated Joshua the son of Nun and said, Be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land of which I swore to them, and I will be with you." All right. So God has given Joshua the baton. He's telling Joshua, "I will be with you," as we will see in Joshua chapter 1. But there again, we see again those words, "Be strong and of good courage." So, you know, Joshua, step up. Be the man that I want you to be. Be the man that leads my people. Learn from what Moses has been through. Now, why would anybody want to be the leader of Israel, of these people that have done everything they could to go back to Egypt, okay, except for God intervening and God using Moses to keep them on the path that he wanted them to go down? All right, so Joshua was chosen, and if you go back to Joshua chapter 1, we see that God is chosen by Moses. Now, God, in chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, we see that God is speaking to Joshua. Just like he spoke to Moses, God is speaking to Joshua. And he tells him in verse 5, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide an inheritance to the land which I swore to their fathers to give them." There he's telling him the first time to be strong and have good courage. Now, he had already told him that in the tabernacle. Now that Moses is out of the picture, he's out of the scene, Joshua is the man. Joshua is the leader. So God is speaking personally to Joshua. So he's telling him, "You are the leader. Be the man that you need to be to lead my people into Canaan." Also, he tells Joshua, "You're also going to be the one to oversee where the land will be divided amongst the people and where they will receive their inheritance." And then he tells him again, "Only be strong and be very courageous." I looked that up. Why the difference? Why have good courage and then be very courageous? Well, to have courage is personal. It's inside. I have courage to stand up here and speak to you. All right. But to be very courageous, you have to show an act. Okay. Let the people see that you have courage. Show the people that you are the leader that I have chosen you to be. Let me, God, work through you that you can lead the people as they need to be led. And he's taken the place of someone that really hard to fill their shoes. In our day and time, we think about presidents. I think about President Reagan. We measure, I measure all presidents to President Reagan because we think that he was probably one of the best presidents of our time. So we measure our presidents according to what maybe how they stand up to him. And maybe some of you may be different than that, but that's my thought. And we're getting ready to choose another president, so we need to hopefully find somebody that can stand up. Anyway, as we go through this, twice now he's been told to be strong and be have good courage and be very courageous. As we keep going through the first nine verses, he says, observe to do all the according, all according to the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Remember what Moses, the words of instruction, the words, the scripture, my word has been given to Moses. Moses has wrote it down and brought it to you. You need to remember that word. Do not turn from it. Don't go from to the left or go to the right. Stay on track. You know, stay on the right path that I have given you to go down. And the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do all according that is written in it. So you need to meditate on that word, understand the word of God as it has been presented to you, and do what I command you. So here we got a change of command. Joshua was taken over. God has given Joshua the command to lead my people, and Joshua is now the leader. And we see that God is giving him this opportunity, and he accepts that responsibility. He does not defer, does not say, I'm not worthy to lead the people, but he takes on that responsibility that God gives him. As we look in verses 10 through 15, we see that Joshua now becomes that commander. He becomes the guy that leads the peoples. He goes through the camp. He goes through all the people, tells the officers, all right, here's what you need to do. You need to start preparing. God has told us within 3 days, we're going to cross over the Jordan. Prepare provisions. Make ready. Also, he tells the people that the Reubenites and the Gadites and the tribe of Manasseh, the ones that were going to stay on the other side of Jordan, you're also the men of valor, the men that are strong. We need you to put your armor on. We need you to go through the people. Let them know that you're going with us. You're going to help us to fight. That would help my people or help the Israelites to be strong and to be able to face that. So they help each other. We work together with each other to help each other. So Joshua is commanding the people. He's telling them what they need to do, how to prepare themselves, and gives them a time frame of when this is going to happen. They're going to cross over the Jordan in the 3 days. Then we get to the people of Israel. They hear Joshua, and they understand what he says. They receive him as their leader. It's really great how they stand behind him at the very onset of his command. So everything starts out really good, so that's great. And in verses 16 through 18, it says, so they answered Joshua, saying, all that you command us, we will do. Wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we heeded Moses in all things, so we will heed you. Only the Lord your God be with you, as he was with Moses. And whoever rebels against your command and does not heed your words and all that you command him shall be put to death. And they add this, only be strong and of good courage. So that's the fifth time we've heard that. Be strong and be strong. Have courage. Any of y'all seen, I like movies, as y'all know, and read books. A movie, Courageous, one of the Christian movies that the Kendrick brothers put out. At the end of the movie, the man stands up in front of the congregation, and he's telling the men in the congregation to be bold, to be strong, to have courage, to be courageous. And he asks, where are you men of God? Take a stand. You know, stand for God. Do not let the world, don't let the world sway you one way or the other. Stand up for God and do what is right in God's sight. So men start standing up all over the congregation, okay? So men, we need to stand up. We need to be leaders of our communities. First, we need to be leaders of our homes. We need to be leaders of our church. We need to lead because the God has instructed us to be leaders. And we have good examples to follow by. As we read this morning in Sunday school, Paul was a great example to follow because he followed Christ. That's what we should do. Follow Christ wherever he goes and wherever he sends us. So the people of Israel, right on the outset, they stand behind Joshua. They say, whatever you go, wherever you go, we'll go. Whatever you do, we'll do, because we understand that God is with you as God was with Moses. Only be strong and have courage. When he was 90 years old, he became the leader. Some may think that's a kind of old to become a leader, but it's not in this time frame. You know, we understand that people live longer, so he's probably in his prime at 90 years old. I feel like I'm still in my prime at 63, okay? So we keep moving, and Charlotte keeps commanding me, okay? But Joshua, if you was to think of Joshua, what would be the first thing you think of that he said in the Bible? What would be the first quote you would think of? It's found in verse 24, or chapter 24. Joshua is at the end of his, there's 24 chapters in this Bible. The most famous quote from Joshua is in the last chapter of his book. And he says, we have this over our, we have it on a board that's on our, in our garage or something. It says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's a good quote. That's a good thing to stand by. Men, we should say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Wherever God wants me to do, I will do. So we need to understand that God gives us our direction. God gives us commandments. We should follow those commandments. We should be able to lead our family, lead our home, be leaders in our church, and stand up and do what God wants us to do. A great testimony to Joshua. Joshua served God as he was instructed. He lived his life according to the commandments and statutes that God laid out before him. He did according as Moses had done. He followed God. He had a good leader. He had a good mentor. We need men, young men, to step up and shadow old men, to mentor for them, to learn from them, to understand what it is to go through the hard times and the bad times and the good times, how to understand as we go through life, how to react as we go through life. We help each other. We learn from each other. A great testimony for Joshua in chapter 24, verse 31. They probably got this etched on his on a monument or something, if they had one, for him. It says that Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua. He led the people of Israel going through times of war, taking over countries, taking over lands and cities and fighting. He was their commander. And it says that Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua. What a commandment, or what a testimony that is, to know that during my time as leader, the people did what was right in the sight of God. That's most important, is what we do in the sight of God, how we follow God, His commandments. And as I said before, you could very easily name this message to be strong and have good courage. Or it could be change of command, you know, going from Moses to Joshua. But I really think the most important verse in these 16 or 18 scriptures is found in verse 8. In verse 8, if you look at that, verse 8, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it." So the most important thing, how does that apply to us? Where do we fit in? Where does this fit on us? How does this control our life? By meditating on God's word. And it's not just meditating on it. It should be coming out of our mouth. You know, things that we say, we should quote scripture. We should help others by quoting scripture, telling them, hey, this is what God's word says. We should be able to quote scripture to ourselves, okay? I'm going through this, and why am I going through this? How can I go through this? Because I know the scripture. I know God, what God wants me to do. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible is found in Psalm chapter 1. And it quotes this verse right there, meditating on the word day and night. If I was to pass away suddenly, and Brother Paul had to do my funeral, this would be the chapter I would want him to do the funeral for me. It would be Psalm chapter 1. It's my favorite scriptures in the Bible. It says in Psalm chapter 1, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." As we go through life, as we meditate on God's word, that should be our direction on how we live our lives. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. I stood up here a couple weeks ago and talked about Job. God knew Job's heart. God knew what Job would do and how he would react to what he went through. God knew Joshua. God knew Joshua was the right man to lead the people of Israel. God knows each and every one of you. He knows everything about us. God is our creator. He knows how we're going to act and react. We should pray for that guidance from God. We should ask God to lead us and direct us. And as we should be able to pray things from the Bible. As we read the scripture should speak to us as we pray and speak to God. We should be able to understand God's scripture and how it applies to our life. We think, as I look at Joshua, I think he's a great commander, but he was not anybody without God. Without God, he was nothing. We can do nothing without God. Without God, we would not be here today. God brought us here today for a reason and a purpose. It's God that leads us and directs us. God puts people in our lives that we need to help or they need to help us. We lean on each other. We encourage each other. Joshua, I'm sure when the people told him, as he became their commander, whatever you do, wherever you send us, we will follow you. That gave him great words of encouragement to be their leader. Okay, I've got the people's, the people are behind me. They're following me. So I want to be their leader. I want to do what Moses did and follow God. So Joshua became the leader that he was because he did not go to the left or to the right. He had a straight path over that river, through the river. He made it across because that's where God led him. And God led him through the battles, through the taking over the cities. And Joshua was able to do what he did because God was leading him. And he was being led by God because he wanted to honor God and give God the glory for what they did or what they accomplished. So, as we go through life, we need to know that God is our creator. God made us who we are. And God made us for a reason. God gave us a purpose in this life to follow him, to do his commandments, and to have compassion and love for others. So we love each other. We say we love each other, but let our actions also follow that. So I hope these words have been encouraging to you today. Let us pray. God, I thank you for this message today. I thank you, God, for men of courage like Joshua and how you led men, God. And we know that you are still leading men in this world today, not in just in the United States, all over the world, God. We know that you are working. We thank you for the way you lead people, for the way you use people and move people to accomplish your will. God, we thank you for your love for us. May you be honored in all that we do at Grace Baptist Church. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.